kicking tonight's call off with some very exciting promotions during the month of July. And to announce them, we're going to go straight out to Legal Shield President of Network Marketing and Sales, a great friend of the More Success team, and that's Mr. John Long. John, are you on the call?
Randy, I am. Can you hear me okay?
John, I hear you loud and clear. I'm sorry we're having a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, but I think we've got it pretty much squared away.
Hey.
But I know you've got some exciting news, and we appreciate you taking valuable time out to share with our team tonight.
Well, Randy, thanks. Thanks for allowing me to be on the call, and I like it when there are technical difficulties, when there are people, more people calling in and causing those types of problems. That's better than crickets. So
that's
a good problem. That's a good problem to have. And do appreciate the chance to be on tonight's call and talk a little bit. You know, it's late on Monday. Hopefully, all the word has filtered through all of our sales organization and certainly the More Success Team organization. But do want to take the opportunity to talk about what's on the table right now for the month of July 2018 and some stuff that I'm excited about. And as much as anything, Randy, just have the chance to restate and emphasize and punctuate that our goal at One Prepaid Way is to help our field eliminate hurdles, to knock down hurdles. If there are obstacles that get in the way, we want to knock them down. If you have one, let me know what it is, and we will get rid of it. One of the things we've done for this month, because we were responding to the field, is we've made a change on how we award Performance Club premium points for recruits. You know, a new recruit and a new associate, obviously, whatever the new member buys, if it's a $49.90 plan, you get 50 points. If it's a $24.95 plan, you get 25 points. But when they become an associate at the same time, you get the 80 points. We've heard a little bit of angst, a little bit of anxiety around the fact that a lot of times somebody becomes a member first, and then later on decides they want to take advantage of the opportunity. And we really had a 90-day window in which you could recruit somebody that was already a member and still get some Performance Club points. What we've done now, when this happens, when you bring a recruit on that's been a member for more than 90 days, rather than getting 0 points, you get 40 points. And we've done this. We're excited to do this. We think this is another move in the right direction. So you listen, when it happens at the same time or within 90 days, that recruit is worth 80 points. If it's over 90 days, then it's no longer 0 points. It's not 80, but it's not zero either. It's 40 points, and we're excited to make that announcement. And it's been really well received on the other calls that I've been on last night and this morning. So I hope people are excited about that. People that you've prospected, people you've talked to, people you've sold the membership to, you can go back to and bring them on now as an associate and be sure that you're going to get the Performance Club points that you deserve. The other thing that's really exciting is the flag has dropped. I mean, July 1, yesterday, our third quarter Vegas winter getaway contest. It's going to be January 4th through January 6th, 2019. These trips really heard so many positive comments about our Orlando trip last year. And not so much just Universal Studios in Florida and the property, but the fact that it was a condensed weekend. It was a long weekend. A lot of people really liked that because it didn't take you out of the market too long, but did allow you to get together with all of the other successful people and convene for a couple of days and have some fellowship and fun. We're going to do that in Las Vegas. We're going to do it at Signature MGM, and we're going to do it upright. We're going to do it in a big way, and it's going to be a little bit different this third quarter. We're going to take the top 100 on the network side, the top 100 on the B2B side, of course, all of our Platinum World Council members, and the way you earn your trip, I'm liken it to a golf tournament. I mean, you on the network side, you've got to get at least 700 Performance Club premium points. Now that's 30% more than the bare minimum. In other words, you're going to have to Performance Club qualify each of the 3 months, July, August, September. You do that, that's 540 points. 700 is 30% more than the minimum. That's your ticket into the tournament, so to speak. And from that point, it's the top 100, it's the top 100 networkers and the points that they get. So 700 won't ensure you of going, but it'll get you into the contest, and you will have met the minimum. The exciting thing about the network side and hear me and make note of this, because this is important. Over the 3 months, you get your premium total, whatever it might turn out to be, from the recruiting that you do, the 80 and the 40, from the membership sales that you do, whether it's 24.95 or 49.90, you're getting those points as well. Then however many recruits you get 10% added on for every recruit you bring on board. Now I like to use the example of the last two quarters we've had a 9-3-1 in play. That required you to get 9 recruits. You get 9 recruits in this third quarter, then whatever your premium total is, you get 90% of that added on to it. If you do the 9 recruits, if it's 15 recruits, it's 150%. If it's 30 recruits, it's 300%. There is no cap. There is no max on the recruit. And for every recruit you bring on, you're going to add 10 percentage points to your premium total, again, on the network side. On the B2B side, it's going to be 2,100, three times as many. 700 on the network, 2,100 on the B2B side. That's your bare minimum. You're going to get 150 points for every new group that is open. And we know group and B2B is a strong suit of the more success team. So make note of that. 2,100, 150 for every new group you open, and then it's the top 100 of the B2B. This is really exciting because this ensures, really 200, and when you consider it's a couple of 400 of the best of the best in Legal Shield are going to convene in Las Vegas at the very start of 2019, which one of the things we'll be figuring out along the way as well is we will do our 2019 launch. We will do it live from Las Vegas with these top leaders. So it's going to be all the more reason to get after it and get after it in a big way during the third quarter to earn your trip in January to Las Vegas in the MGM Signature Hotel. And the other thing, the last thing, Randy, that I want to hit, and I don't want this to be missed by anybody, but we and let me say this also about the Vegas trip, because I this is big news. We've been talking about it for almost a month now. But persistency will not be a criteria used in the Vegas contest. Hear me again. Persistency will not be a criteria used in the Vegas contest. We heard in the second quarter, for example, that there were people that didn't even engage the contest because they knew that their organizational persistency was going to preclude them from going, even if they did what was being asked. We're taking that variable, that excuse, that hurdle off the table. That's not going to be a problem. So persistency is not a variable in the Vegas contest. Now, what we're persistency, the changes that we've also made on the recruiting factory, on the performance club factory, both of those factories, it's either or now. It's not organizational persistency. It's either or. It's personal or organizational persistency. If either of those are at 77% or higher, then you're going to be participating in the recruiting bonuses. You're going to be participating in the performance club bonuses. On the ED for life and the platinum for life, organizational persistency will still be the requirement there because it's a builder's category, really. The first two levels, the recruiting and the PC, we think is more based on your personal efforts, so we've made those either or. If either your personal or your organizational are at 77 or higher, then you're going to be participating on that. So really what we've tried to do is just take those blockers that have been identified and talked to us about by the field and get them out of the way. We think we've done that. There's been a lot of excitement over the last 24 hours as these announcements have been made public, and I hope the Moore Success Team family is dominating the Las Vegas scene in January. And I hope you make the most of it. And, Randy, again, I just really appreciate the opportunity to take just a few minutes out of Monday night and get on this call, talk to this special group of people about what we've got going in July. It's time to take it up a notch. It's time to get back to recruiting and growing our associate base and growing our membership base. This team has a long and storied tenure as being leaders and being out in front and showing the way. And I ask all of you to continue to do that. In the memories of Kenneth Moore and Wilburn Smith and Harlan Stonesifer, I mean, the history of this organization is such that you can and you will and you should be out at the forefront. And I look forward to seeing many of the leaders in Las Vegas as well as just being the top recruiters week in, week out. Randy, thanks a lot for the time, and I'll throw it back to you.
Well, John, we appreciate all the kind words about the team. We appreciate all the exciting news and you coming on tonight and explaining it to our team. You just done such a great job in the position you're in right now, helping us be more successful by giving them the tools that we need. So thank you, John. Appreciate you very much, sir, and we won't let you down.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this month, $200,000 income earner and Millionaire Club member from Lexington, Virginia, Mr. Jeff Hughes, will be hosting our calls, and we're very, very excited to hear from him. So let's get this thing started. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
Yes, Mr. Moore, I am. Hello, how are you doing this evening?
Jeff, I am just tickled to death to have you as our special guest speaker this month. I know you've got some great leaders on your team that's going to be assisting you with the calls. And I'm going to turn the rest of the call over to you, but I just want you to know how much we appreciate you and appreciate what you've done for us over the years.
Well, thank you, sir. And it was great to hear Mrs. Moore on the call tonight. It's just a wonderful thing to hear your voice, Charlene. So thank you for being on. It means a lot to us. Well, I'm hoping, I've got an associate on my team down in Texas that I just respect so much on the way he builds his business. And John Tanner, are you able to speak? Are you on the speaker line?
I'm here.
There you are. All right. So I'm going to introduce John Tanner. He's been on my team, I don't know, what, a couple years now, 3 years maybe? And
3 years.
I just love the way he works his business. He lives in Plano, Texas. He's retired from a lifetime in the carpet business. That's where how he made his career and was very successful at that. And after he retired, I think he just got tired of not doing anything and wanted to get something else going. And I just love that he chose Legal Shield. I love the way that he works his business. He works it part-time, but I think when he works it part-time, he's all in. He really does work his business. And he's learned some ways to build into his marketplace that I think would be helpful for anybody on the call. So I've asked him to talk a little bit about how to network into the marketplace and how to use Legal Shield or how to, you know, use the business model of Legal Shield to financially benefit from learning those networking skills. So, John, I'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hughes. As Mr. Hughes said, I live in Plano, Texas. Dallas is a suburb of Plano. What I did, I had networked within the carpet business, but I'd never worked outside because there was it wasn't necessary. So I joined the Plano Chamber, and you walk into a room with 100 people that you don't know, and it's a little awkward. So what I did, I picked out two or three people and got to know them that first day. I saw somebody else come in and handed out 90 cards to 90 people and walked out, and I'm assuming most of those cards ended up in the trash before the people left the room. The best way to give a referral is to give a referral. I've met a young man that's a licensed electrician, and I've run into 12 people that I've talked to that needed an electrician that was hungry. That's what this young man is. So what I've been able to do is help him and help them and help myself. I'm an early riser. When I belong to the Frisco Chamber and the Plano Chamber. When they turn the lock on the door, I'm the second one going in the door. And I stand at the front and I greet people as they come in. If somebody's a first timer, I get them by the elbow and I take them around, show them what they need to do. And they generally remember that and appreciate it. If you have more than one business, what I would do is just talk about Legal Shield. Most chambers require that. And if you talk about more than one thing, you just confuse people. Some people will come to the chamber two or three times and get discouraged and stop coming. I'm an ambassador in Plano and in Frisco, and they both have ribbon cuttings. I go to ribbon cuttings. Usually you don't have to be an ambassador to go to a ribbon cutting. What I try to do, they give you a list, usually a month in advance, of where there's going to be ribbon cutting. A week before the ribbon cutting, I stop by and see the people introduce myself, and then when I come in for the ribbon cutting, they already know me, and the ice has been broken, so to speak. It's really not etiquette to try to sell them something at a ribbon cutting. What I do is come back a little later and talk to them or set up an appointment to talk to them. At the chamber, you've usually got 30 seconds to give your commercial. Some people, I've heard them give the same commercial for years, then they're very successful. Others have given a different one each time, and a lot of them are very successful too. So it's whatever floats your boat. In both of the ones that I go to, you can pay a fee and get a 5-minute commercial instead of a 30-second commercial. Something I found out the first time I did one, 5 minutes goes by like 30 seconds. So you've got to have your ducks in a row. I've run into a guy just lately that has a system that he takes a picture of your business card. Your card goes into his phone, and you don't have 400 or 500 business cards at home in a drawer. You've got them in your phone. So find a way to organize your business card. We talk about walking your neighborhood. I wonder if everybody has walked their neighborhood. Do they know their neighbors? Do the neighbors know you? Do they know what you do? Do the businesses near you know what to do? People you go to on a regular basis, your doctor, your dentist, that type of professional people, do they know what you do? I've got an attorney that I met that does wills for $1,200. When he runs into people that don't have $1,200, he refers the people to me. Works out great. There's an attorney in the Plano chamber that is a general business attorney that a couple of weeks ago referred me somebody from within the Plano chamber. Financial planners have clients that need their wills updated. I heard a story not too long ago about a millionaire that bought a legal policy for the family. And the associate that sold it to him asked him, "You've got a an attorney on retainer. Why are you buying Legal Shield?" His reply was, "It's a free second opinion." In the chamber, you've got 10 roofers. You've got 10 realtors. You've got 10 insurance agents. And we all know that insurance agents are very important. Frequently, insurance agents start a group because all the groups already have an insurance agent. I've been in a group called B&I. It's worldwide, and they have exclusives. I would be the only Legal Shield person in that group. There's another group that's popped up in Plano lately called Master Networks, and it's a similar situation to B&I. NetWeavers is something that's active around here, and Gold Star has just come in. I understand that it's started in Tulsa. All of those are exclusives where you just have one exclusive group that you give referrals to, so you're not diluting your referrals. If you're curious about groups, you can ask around. I'm currently going to groups Tuesday through Friday, and I'm looking for something to do on Monday. Something I'd like to share: in one of the groups, a member was going to buy ID Shield, and every week for about 4 weeks, he said he was going to do it that night. And next time I ran into him, I said, "It takes the average person 5 minutes to sign up online. Since you sit at a computer all day long, you can do it in 3 minutes." And he signed up that night. One more thing, never quit. Thank you.
Well, John, that was great. Again, you guys can see how that's his business. I mean, he works Legal Shield like a business, and, you know, people, I don't know, I've had associates on my team that say, you know, I don't have anybody to talk to. You know, I've talked to everybody I know, and there's just nobody else. Everybody said no, or if they're going to say yes, they've already said yes, and I don't know who else to talk to. And we call it a home-based business, but, you know, the reality is, if your butt is at home, you're probably not making any money. And, you know, the people that are going to buy the membership are not in your home. I bet 100% of the people in your home already are covered by a membership. And so I love the idea that, like, John, he's always looking for something to go and do, something to be a part of. In my little town, I mean, I live in the mountains of Virginia, and there's only 7,000 people in my city, 30,000 people in my county. I'm about an hour from a town of about, you know, 80,000 people. That's my big town. So I'm in rural America, and there's something going on in my town every day, sometimes three or four things a day. So if you want to have new people to talk to, go where the people are. I mean, you look in your paper, look in your chamber, you know, look for public events. You know, it seems like our town or our community has a festival, you know, a farmer's market. I mean, just like every day, I could get up literally every day and have three or four things that I could go to. We have chamber events. We have networking breakfasts. We have, you know, special guest speakers that come into town. So if you guys feel like that you're kind of running out of people to talk to, or you beat the people up that you've got, go find some new people, you know. And it's a lot of times it's free. You don't even have to, you know, there'll be networking events in your town, and they might want you to pay to have a booth there. And I never pay for a booth, mainly because I'm cheap, and also I'm not afraid to go talk to people. So I'm like, you tell me there's a networking event or a jobs fair or whatever, I'm going to go to it, but I'm not going to have a booth because I want to go talk, you know, I'll just work the crowd. And I'll just give you a recommendation. When you go to a vendor fair, a booth like that where there's booths set up, everybody in those booths wants to talk to you. That's why they're there. And they're very friendly, and you can go up and introduce yourself. And, you know, a great leading question is to say, tell me what you love about what you do, you know, or what's the most exciting thing? Tell me something exciting that's about to happen in your career or your business. And people love to talk about what they do. And that's why they're there. They're standing behind a booth because they want to engage people in conversation. You'll find that you'll pick up more contacts by going to an event like that and actually working the crowd than you will standing behind a desk waiting for people to come up to you. So I just, like John Tanner, I just want to tell you that I respect you. I love the way that you work your business. He's a consistent producer month in and month out. I mean, it's just I don't have to worry about him producing memberships. The only thing I wish is I had 100 more people like John Tanner. So he's a great guy. For those that joined the call late and you didn't hear the announcements from John Long, I'm going to recap them. Of course, this call will be it's recorded, so it'll be up on the More Success team, and you can go on and listen to it. But just I'm going to go back over the announcements just real quickly and tell you kind of what I think about them and what I think they're doing. I really like the idea now that they are going to award points for associates who come on that were already previous, they were members in the past. Maybe you signed them up a year ago, and they've been thinking about becoming an associate, where before the rule change, you would not be awarded points. Now you will be awarded points. So I think that's cool, and I think that's fair, and I think that encourages the right behavior. We want to recruit our members. I don't know about y'all, but I would prefer every time to have one of my members become a recruit, become an associate. It's called sell to recruit, and that's the way I built my team. I always started with the membership, and I get them sold on the membership. And then I would say, hey, we've got a great referral program. We've actually paid for referrals. And, you know, once they were a member, then I could easily talk to them about becoming an associate. And sometimes people didn't want to do it right when they bought the membership. But as they used the membership and started telling their friends about it, family members, that this stuff really does work, then they remember that we pay for referrals. And I'd have people call me back and say, hey, tell me how that works, because I think I've sold two or three of these things just telling people about it. And I just had them call the company, but, you know, how do I get set up so I could get paid for that? So I like the idea that the company now is encouraging us to go back to our members and to talk to them again about becoming an associate. The Vegas trip, I don't know if y'all have been on these trips. The company is paying for them as part of Performance Club. They're taking the top 100 on both the networking and the B2B side. So we'll have people from the Moore team who will be qualifying on both of those sides but going to the same trip. He did say that over the time period of the contest, 700 minimum points in order to kind of get into the possibility of going, and then it'll be the top 100 that will go. But there are ways to kind of game the system, and that is there are multipliers for associates who recruit. So, I mean, you go out and sell memberships, and you'll get points for doing that. But if you want a multiplier effect, actually have a compounding effect, recruit people. You get a 10% bonus for every new recruit. He said if you recruited 30 new recruits over that time period, which we will have people in the Moore team do that, it's a 300% multiplier. So that's if you really want to go, you know, sell memberships, but don't forget to recruit, because that's going to get you, that's kind of like a, that's not cheating, but it's certainly a way to gain the system in your favor. And a lot of people may not pay attention to that, so I would tell you guys to pay attention to it. And remember that if you want to really multiply your point factor, get some people to join your business. He also announced that persistency wouldn't be a factor. And for those who don't know what persistency is, when you write a membership, you want it to stay on the books. If it falls off right away, maybe 3 or 4 months after you sell it, you'll get a charge back, which the company will take a percentage of your commissions back. But it also will affect your residual, and if your persistence, meaning your number of memberships that stay on the books, you know, for a year or longer, the more of those that you have, the better it is for you. But in the Vegas trip, they're not going to have persistency be a factor. And I think that's, I mean, they don't have to do that, but I think it's cool, and I think it's nice. And so, you know, if you've been on the borderline, you know, from some of y'all with personal persistency or team persistency, and you think, well, I don't want to even go for that trip because I'm not going to get it if my persistency not good, that's not a factor. You can go for it, and you can go to Vegas. And the MGM Grand Signature Hotel, which is, I heard it mentioned that. I didn't realize it was going to be at the Signature. The MGM is a huge, enormous resort, and the Signature is on the backside of the resort. It's a non-smoking, super high-rise, multi-tower, super luxury. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a condominium tower, so people own those condos, but they also rent them out when they're not there. And I love to stay at the Signature. Whenever I go to the MGM, that's where I stay. It's incredible. It's beautiful. It's not part of the, you know, the casino parts. You don't have the smoke and the gambling. It's just really nice. And there's kind of quiet places to have breakfast, and it's got a gorgeous pool that's not available to the MGM brand itself. So that's another reason to want to go if we get to stay at the Signature. So that's kind of our call for tonight. I want to ask you, as leaders on the Moore Success team and on your own team, that you make a special effort this week to remind your team members to join on the Moore call. Now, Randy does a good job, and he always, you know, sends out these emails and reminds us to get on the call. But you guys know that you don't read every email that you get, and sometimes you read them and then you forget to act on them. You think, well, I'll do that later, and then you don't. And, you know, I sat here on the call. I got on about 15 minutes early and checked in, and I got to hear other people checking in. But the whole time I'm texting my leaders of my organization, reminding them, hey, the call's about to start, and sent that information out, because texting is much more effective in getting the word out than email. We can't do a text blast to the whole Moore Success team. It's too big. It'd blow up the phone system. But you can. You could send a text out to, you know, 10 of your people, and some of those people have 10 people on their team, ask them to forward that email out to their organization. You'd be amazed how many people you can get on a call if you'll start texting 15 minutes before the call starts. We used to do emergency calls. There'd be an announcement come out, like what John Long just announced, and we'd say, oh, my gosh, we got to get everybody in the call. And we start texting out and telling our people, text your people, get them on. We're going to do a conference call at the top of the hour. And in less than an hour, from the minute we started till we started the conference call, we'd have hundreds of people on the call, way, way bigger call than it would be if it was a standard week, you know, week in, week out call. But it's all about sense of urgency, and it's all about that last-minute contact. And so I'm just challenging you guys as leaders. I mean, if you consider yourself a leader, you know, work that tech system. You know, if you still use an email to contact your team, email a reminder right before. Call some people and say, hey, I'm about to get on the call. Can I three-way you on? Because you never know what will happen on that call that might inspire somebody on your team to go out and do something. You know, maybe they go out and do that follow-up, and they end up recruiting somebody that goes on to become a huge player on your team. And you just being that one, you know, I guess that leader that gets people to do what they wouldn't do if you hadn't gotten involved, you know, maybe they wouldn't have gotten on the call, but because you reminded them, they did, they got inspired, they went out and did something that week, and then great things happened in your team. And that's really the way it works in this business. You never can tell where, you know, what's going to happen from the actions that you take today. Some things work out and some things don't work out, and some things take a long time to work out, and you don't know. You don't know when you go into it what's going to happen. That's why you just do the deal, and you do the deal, and you do the deal. And over time, if you're consistent and you've got a good attitude and you're persistent, good things happen to you. This business is not, I don't know how to say it. It's not luck. You know, it's not like a lottery ticket that, oh, wow, you got it at the right time, or you had the right sponsor, or you're in the right city. The reality is if I can build it in rural Virginia and Stephanie Boley can build it in rural Kentucky and Randy Moore can build it in rural Oklahoma, you can build it where you are. You know, there's lots of opportunities everywhere that we go. And I think John Tanner is a great example for all of us that though we do have a home-based business, our business is not built in the home. It's built out in our communities and just getting out there and letting people know that Legal Shield is a valuable service. It works for you and it can work for them, and then let them know that we pay for referrals. That's a great way to get people interested. And then if they're a little bit interested, you can get them a little bit more information. And if you like that, get them to a live event in your community, because business briefings are where it's at as far as I'm concerned. You want to get somebody to really understand what we do. Let them look at some third-party tools before you invite them to a briefing, get them to a briefing, and that's how you get a good person, because then they get it. They understand that they can use third-party tools to tell the story. They don't have to rely on themselves, their skill set, and then there's meetings that help them to expose and then close their guests. And then their guests, of course, know exactly what to do as well. So I'm looking forward to next week on the call. If you guys would build hard, we've got great leaders, great trainers coming on this month. And the only thing that you will regret is if you don't have more of your team on the call. So, Randy, I think that's it for tonight. I guess I'll kick the call back over to you.
Well, Jeff, appreciate you very much. I just really enjoy listening to you train. And like you were telling everyone, you've got great speakers lined up this month, so I want to encourage everyone, just like Jeff said, get as many people on as possible. So, again, thank you very much, Jeff. Looking forward to every Monday of this month, because you will be actually in charge, so we appreciate that. And like Mr. Moore always said, let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. Good night, everyone.